broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And happy 4th of July weekend. It's July 2nd and a great good day to you. It's a beautiful day to get out and play 3, 7, 9, or 18, whatever works for you. Poipu Bay has the Ocean 9, and you can play the back 9 after warming up on the range. Escort to the ocean side of the course in your cart, just $99. We're going to go to France with Claude Brousseau, Master PGA, after we thank the people who make this show possible, including, and I'd like to welcome our newest sponsor, the Signature Steak and Seafood Restaurant. Beautiful, juicy steak. Love the furikake ahi, the excellent wines, and the signature vodka cocktail. Finish with the new Fuji apple pie. Excellent service. Beautiful view from the 36th floor at the Ala Moana Hotel with valet parking.
Take the red carpet elevator, 36 stories straight to the sky, to the Signature Prime Steak and Seafood atop the Ala Moana Hotel. Kama'aina specials nightly, like three-course meal with salad, entree of miso butterfish or 16-ounce prime ribeye, truffle mashed potatoes, and dessert, all for only $56.95. Live pianist and happy hour nightly with bar food discounts to half off. And there are three rooms for private parties for 8 to 45 guests. For reservations, call 949-3636. The Signature Prime Steak and Seafood.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Creative Plumbing. Whether a high-rise or shopping center, a store or townhouse, custom or single-family home, call Creative Plumbing. Your plumbing has got to be done right. So call Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. And by Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted the Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. An outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. Kauai's South Shore Gem, Futuristone. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your building, company, or home project into artwork. Futuristone can build you a special place for your friends and family to gather. Barbecues, fountains, water features, and outdoor lighting. Futuristone, only the best. And by Montgomery Power Sports, 550 North Nimitz Highway next to Liliha Bakery, featuring Indian, Victory, Suzuki, and Husqvarna motorcycles, Polaris ATVs, and GEM electric vehicles. Montgomery Power Sports, where first responder discounts never end. Montgomery Power Sports, where the rubber hits the road.
And Liliha Bakery, my favorite, another new sponsor, always perfect, every day, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Liliha Bakery. At the counter or at a table, I always feel at home with friends and great food and a delight from the bakery I must take home, like old times, at Liliha Bakery. All right, we're off to France, the Golf National, and it's the Open de France, and Claude Brousseau, Master PGA, Director of Instruction, Coaching, and Player Development at Coolina Golf Club, and the Golf Channel Academy Lead Coach. Welcome to the show, Claude.
Aloha, Danielle. Bonsoir, madame.
Bonsoir.
A little taste of French.
That is absolutely perfect. Oh, you know, I was watching this morning, of course, on Golf Channel, the European Tour. Rory McIlroy comes into this third round, this moving day, and shoots a 40 on the front nine, drops to one over. After being, one under, he was six under, right?
And mm-hmm. Yes.
Then that's a 40 on, I'm thinking, oh my God, how is this guy going to come back? And here he is. We finished today's round. He is tied for second, you know, with Tong Jai-di. He's up there, as well as a young man from China, Zheng Shun Wang. What an amazing leaderboard at the Open de France.
It's so exciting, Danielle. Yes, Rory, you should have seen the crowd. I mean, the people here were so happy to have, you know, Rory. And on the first tee, it must have like 2,000 people there watching him teeing up. Of course, he had a really rough start, but he's a great star and he's a great player, and he managed to come back. And like you said, he's in second position, and he will, for sure, I think he's really motivated to win this tournament.
You know, I keep hearing about a swing change that he's going through right now in preparation for the Open. I make his drive straighter. What are you hearing at the Open?
But I think it's a good preparation for him because here today was really windy. And, I mean, the conditions were gusty wind that he will have at the Open. I think he's doing pretty good with his swing. I'm not sure that's a major change in his swing. People here are not talking too much about that. They're just so happy to have him. I think today what gave him some problem also, he has a couple of putts that didn't go too well. And a couple shipping, I think today's more a short game, at least on the front line, that gave him some trouble.
Yeah, well, it was a little over here, a little over there. The course, do I have it right, Le Golf National?
That's correct.
And that's where the Ryder Cup is going to be played next year?
In 2018, that's the site of the Ryder's Cup, correct? And then also, this is a site for the, maybe be the site for the Olympic. Paris is in the running to be the city to host the Summer Olympic in 2024. So it's a great course. I think the Ryder's Cup here will be great for golf in general, of course, around the world, but great for this country where golf is really growing right now.
This is the 100th playing of Open de France, and I'm so impressed with the crowds. Like you said, the enthusiasm was amazing to hear them cheering after but no noise before. They're extremely golf conscious.
Yes, absolutely. And then, you know, it's very interesting to be able to celebrate the history of the 100th anniversary. Of course, France is full of history, and it's they have a lot of great champions here. They had four of number one in the world that won that tournament. So that tournament is full of history. They had the Martin Keimer who won it in 2009, Greg Norman in 1980, Stevie Ballesteros won it four times,
wow,
and also Nick Faldo three times. So they had, those players were number one in the world, and they won here. So it's a great challenge. And, of course, the French have also some of their big name, I will say, Arnaud Messi won it in 1906, so the first one. It's a French player that won the tournament. So there is a lot of history here, and it would be great, of course, to have the Ryder's Cup in 2018 here.
There's water all over that course.
Yes.
That's a challenge for any golfer. I'm a professional, amateur, a novice, you know, recreational player. But I was watching, and as I said, you know, on Golf Channel, they were talking about Rory wanting to hit his drive straighter, and that's what he was working on. Well, I was watching you on Golf Channel, and you have a drill for what they were saying he was trying to do. A swing drill for straighter shots that you featured on Golf Channel.
Yes, yeah, in fact, that drill was also will be very efficient for a condition like today. That drill that I did is what you do is you want to keep a ball lower in the wind to make sure that you have your maximum distance. So a good drill. We want to make it simple for people. What I call the recreational golfer, people that listen to your show and people that come at the academy to get better. So one of the easiest way to keep a ball low, in fact, is that when you do, you will rehearse your practice swing, and then you will finish with your hands low. I will say hands maybe just hip high. So that's a good way to keep a ball low. Then I got another one that has been featured on Golf Channel is that most of the people who play golf have a tendency to come what we call over the top. So this one was very efficient and easy to do. Basically, you get your normal setup, and then you will take your club only with your trailing arm, and then you will take your leading arm, and you will just go across your chest, pointing your finger at your target line behind the ball. And then you rear swinging under your leading arm. So this will help you to have a better swing path.
So is that you can find, this is Claude Brousseau. Claude Brousseau, Master PGA, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 coach, Aimpoint certified, Golf Channel lead coach, featured on Morning Drive and Golf Channel Academy Live. Of course, you need a lesson with Claude Brousseau, and he's over at the Colina Golf Academy. What's the best way to get in touch with you, Claude?
The best way to get in touch with me is you can call Colina Academy, or you can call me directly on my phone. It's 808-870-1422. And also you can send me an email. It's Claude4BestGolf@gmail.com, and that'd be my pleasure to help you to have more fun with this game and make sure that you make the ball roll in the hole with less stroke possible.
And less stress.
Yes.
That's 808-870-1422. I'd like to come back and talk a little bit more about what you called keeping the chicken in the kitchen. I love this drill that you were showing off. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Claude Brousseau, PGA Master Professional, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futuristone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futuristone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futuristone. 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futuristone. Only the best.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Poipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
We're talking with Claude Brousseau, PGA Master Professional, Director of Instruction, Coaching, and Player Development at Ko'olina Golf Club. If you'd like to get in touch with Claude, his number is 808, that's a Hawaii area code, 870-1422, 870-1422. And I was watching, you can Google Claude Brousseau, you'll find all of his really good videos that were done when he was on Golf Channel, all of the different teaching shows that they have, in addition to being live on Morning Drive, where you don't get to redo something. And you did such a great job, Claude. Let's get to the keep the chicken in the kitchen. No more topping, chunking, and longer off the tee. So how do you do this one? This is an interesting...
Yeah. But what you see, what happened is that when we want to help people, We want to make it fun first. So with a name like that, Keep the Chicken in the Kitchen, people would remember the exercise. Basically, what happens is that when the people are hitting the ball, their leading arm retract at the moment of impact. Okay, so that brings the club up, and then you will tap the ball, you will chunk it, and et cetera. So we want to make sure we get a better contact on the ball. So what you can do is this one, there's many ways to track this one, but what you can do is you take your leading arm and then you place your back hand on the wrist of that leading arm. And then when you swing, that will allow you to keep the back arm stay shorter. So this way, when you get a deep, get a better impact position, you will strike the ball with more compression, and then you will hit it better, longer, and you will be the envy of your friend that are on your foursome.
Is this the one that you use the two tees?
Yeah. So the two tees drill, what you do with that, it's also a good way to do it. So what you do is you take two tees, and then what you do is you place the ball on the target tee. And then you place the next tee about a club head behind the target tee. And then what you do is you address the tee where there is no ball. And then you will trick your brain, because your brain wants you to hit the ball. So obviously your leading arm for a right-handed player will be the left arm, will have to be fully extended when you touch the ball. So if I make it very clear, you get two tees on the ground, you get about a club head in between the two tees, you put the ball on the front tee, the target tee, and then you just go ahead and do your normal swing, and you want to hit the ball. Then when you have that, and you rehearse that feeling, what you do after that is you place the ball on the back tee. And then, because in golf, what we feel is seldom real, we will still feel that full extension, and you want to hit the front tee again. So if I resume, you put the ball where it belongs and you swing. But when you swing, you want to achieve to hit the front tee. This way your leading arm will be in full extension at the moment of impact, and no more chicken wing on the golf course, but you will be able to enjoy the chicken wing in the clubhouse.
Yes. That's wonderful, because what happens is you're going for the ball across the first tee that's closest to you, which has no ball on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so
that's
as you
correct.
Extend, you have to extend out to that second tee to actually come and cut, and then that causes that compression that you need to have and that full impact. That's a very good way. So you get the feeling of that extended arm, the leading arm. For a right-handed golfer, as you said, would be the left. It was really good to watch that, because I could feel it. I can feel it now. So that's awesome. These kinds of drills, and then, of course, with Claude Brousseau, the Director of Instruction, Coaching, and Player Development at Ko'olina, is right there. And then he's got all these fabulous instruction videos online that he did when he was at Golf Channel Academy Live. So the mood at the 100th Open de France is amazing. We're going into day four. What does everybody do after a round watching the tournament? Where do people go?
So we are very close to the Chateau de Versailles. So some people will go and spend some time there. But as you know, how food is important in wine in France. So people are going in the area here, it's beautiful, and they will enjoy a nice meal with their friend, and they will come back tomorrow and to watch the best in the world and celebrate that 100th anniversary of that French Open.
So just think, you know, in a couple of years you could go to the Ryder Cup, not only experience the fabulous golf. I know it's hard to get close, but you'll have the sights and sounds of France are right there. This golf course is in the midst of Paris. So you have everything that you could possibly want for an experience in France. It's amazing. I got to ask you, with your leaderboard of Tong Jai D and Rory McIlroy and Junghoon Wang, it's almost like the Olympics.
Yes, exactly. You feel that this is a very international game, and here you see it on the leaderboard. It's a very international leaderboard, and golf is such a great game that everybody in the world should enjoy it and practice it.
Yeah, I'm looking, you know, Nicholas Kolsarts, Martin Keimer, Alex Noren, Jos Luton, Andy Sullivan, Brandon Stone. I haven't found an American yet on the top of the leaderboard.
No, but I think, yes, exactly, but because also there is a pretty important tournament in the United States right now. But for the French people here, they're very happy because they have five of their people from players from France who are in the top 30. So for this country, this is fantastic. You have they have for Thai on 17, François, Dicatini, Lafont. They have Romain Wattel, and Julien Ken, who is tied 22nd. You have Grégory Harvey, who is 29, and Alexander Levy, despite having a little issue with his wrist, his sling pretty good. So people here are very happy to see some French player doing good also.
The 100th Open de France, and it's the golf course is Le Golf National, and it's where they're going to be playing the Ryder Cup in 2018, and Claude Brousseau is the PGA Master Professional. He'll actually take calls from you, international calls. The number is 808-870-1422. However, when are you going to be back in Hawaii?
I'll be back ready to help the people on July 15. I'll be back. So from here, I'm going to Montreal in Canada, do a little bit of working there and see my family because I'm originally from there. And then I can't wait to be back home at Kolina on July 15th.
You know what? I don't know. Claude, you amaze me because not only does Claude teach in Hawaii, but he also has an academy. He teaches at in France, and here he's going to Montreal. Where do you have an academy there too, Claude?
No, I don't.
I wouldn't be surprised. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Bonsoir, les amis.
Bonsoir. Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 Coach, Aimpoint Certified Golf Channel Lead Coach as well. Featured on Morning Drive and Golf Channel Academy Live. And you need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. He's at Ko'olina, and the number is 870-1422. We'll be back right after this. We're going to go to the Big Island. Hawaii is the name of the Big Island, if you're listening around the world on the mainland. Yes, it's Hawaii Island in the state of Hawaii. We'll be talking with the PGA Aloha Section Executive Director, Wes Wailuhua, right after this. We'll be back. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Liliha Bakery is Hawaii's best. It's the home of Cocoa Puffs. Get breakfast, lunch, or dinner at both great locations. And breakfast is always available all day. After all, it's a Liliha Bakery tradition. Award-winning hotcakes, omelets beyond compare, and everyone's favorite melt-in-your-mouth butter rolls. Ooh. And at Nimitz, don't forget hearty, fall-off-the-bone tasty oxtail soup and prime rib, too. Bring the whole gang. Get reservations for 20 or more every day. There's ample parking in the entire lot. The holidays are here. Pick up those holiday treats. Come on, get to a Liliha Bakery now.
Waipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay. We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens, your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it and rip it. Did I do that? Now back to Danielle Tucker.
The U.S. Women's Amateur Qualifier is being held today at Poipu Bay. The 2016 Women's Amateur underway. And I just want to shout out to all the girls, women who are in that qualifier. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. I got a special. If you're thinking about buying junior clubs on Kauai, wait. I'll tell you what's going on Kauai. Fabulous. And by the way, the U.S. Junior Amateur, U.S. Girls Junior Amateur, and the U.S. Junior Amateur, that's boys and girls, the Hawaii qualifiers were at Turtle Bay. And congratulations to Mari Nishiura, Malia Nam, Claire Choi, Sean Katahiro, and Zachary Kaneshiro. The U.S. Girls Junior Amateur is in Paramus, New Jersey, and the U.S. Junior Amateur in Tennessee. And gosh, guys, it's really great work. Let's go straight to Wes Wailahua, Aloha Section PGA Executive Director. If you want to find out anything that's going on at the Aloha Section PGA, it's aspga.com, and they are frequently giving you live leaderboards. Welcome to the show, Wes.
Aloha, Danielle. Good morning. How are you?
Good. What takes you to the Big Island?
Well, actually, we're in the process of getting ready for our Maunalei Resort Hawaii State Open. We're just about 5 months out from the event. And for any of our major events, we're usually on property or in the area trying to make sure we're working with the facility as we prepare for those majors to give the best tournament conditions for the participants of the event. And that event will be held later in the year in December from the 9th to the 11th.
December 9th to 11th. You know, this morning I was thinking how much I would like to be able to do my show from the Hawaii State Open.
That sounds like a possibility. I'm sure we can work something out.
That would be so cool. That would be so cool. Everybody's really, really busy, you know, and I'm a guest-driven show. Me talking for 90 minutes might drive people absolutely insane.
No, I completely disagree. You know, Danielle, what you do for our golf industry in Hawaii is outstanding, and I can't think of a better ambassador other than you to help promote golf.
Oh, thank you. You know, we have two majors now. We have the Mid-Pac Open and the Hawaii State Open.
Yes, and both of those are for amateurs and professionals, yes.
Right, and we used to have the Pearl Open, the Maui Open. The list was pretty long. Are there plans to maybe restart up another major for Hawaii professionals and amateurs alike?
Absolutely. You know, it's one of the things that we focus on very closely with our board is to try and find new opportunities for the tournament player to compete. As you can tell, there are challenges, obviously, in the economy. Simply pointing out the situation that Kapalua is working with the PGA Tour for the Hyundai sponsorship. You know, it's not easy to find a sponsor for that big event, let alone working closely with Sony and Lotte to continue to renew.
Right.
And when you look at our majors, you know, they're not quite as big as those tour events, but it still is a hefty chunk of change that we've asked our sponsors to put up year after year. And Mauna Lani has been a great property to support and a partner to creating these opportunities, as well as the membership at Mid-Pacific Country Club with over 55 years of support for the Mid-Pacific Open. So we're glad to have them on board as partners, and we're always looking for new partners to create opportunities to grow the game.
Because the purse, you know, for Mauna Lani, the Mauna Lani Hawaii State Open, the purse I don't want to say the number because I wouldn't want to go too high. What is the purse now?
Last year's total purse was about $60,000, and that was for the Mauna Lani Resort Hawaii State Open. Mid-Pacific Open's purse is the largest purse because it is the last four-day event for professional and amateurs in the state of Hawaii. And typically, it's about $70,000 to $80,000 purse that we award for professionals and amateurs.
That's huge.
It is huge, and when you look at the amount of money we need to raise for these events and soliciting sponsors and taking care of the number of volunteers. We have over 100 volunteers for the Mid-Pacific Open event, and we have an appreciation party for them, which we just held yesterday at the club to thank them for their support. And I'd say a good 80% of those volunteers are the members of the club because they're passionate about the event being there for so long.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's good to have great partners like that.
It truly is. And I just want to thank all of the volunteers and the sponsors for stepping up and making these happen, because we have a huge number of dedicated professionals who work toward bettering our youth in Hawaii, in addition to, of course, wanting to keep their game hot. And there's only one way to do that, and that's if you're playing for dough, you know?
Absolutely.
It makes a big difference. The Aloha Section PGA Foundation Scholarship for Hawaii's Youth, that's held at Mid-Pac, and that's right after one of the majors. What is that held after?
Right after the Jenny K event every year, and that's part of our support and sponsorship for Mid-Pacific Country Club, so we can have that event. And we've partnered with National Car Rental with this event, and they are our title sponsor and part of their Pro-Am series. And the team that wins will advance an opportunity to play with Keegan Bradley at a national level in one of their National Car Rental Pro-Am series tournament and events. And that actually is our major fundraiser that we use throughout the year for the foundation to drive some dollars back into the foundation so we can continue to support a lot of our charitable activities, from student scholarships to growth of the game for juniors to the free lessons that we conduct at the Sony and the Hyundai and the Lotte and all the other activities that the foundation provides complementary to the industry, so that we can put clubs back in players' hands and get them re-engaged to the game of golf.
It's wonderful. Getting them engaged in the game of golf and keeping them. I was just looking at the PGA Junior League turnout on Maui at the Wailea Blue Course. What was it, 32 kids?
Yeah, it's exciting. I'm very happy for our coaches and teams out there. We've actually had a big increase of teams this year on Oahu and Maui and on Kauai, and we're trying to build the league on the Big Island as well for next year. But, you know, PGA Junior League has become a great way to create a social dynamic to the game that's really not as competitive as a stroke play match.
Yeah.
The individual stroke play match, and the kids have a great time, and so do the coaches, and at the end of the day, they all celebrate over some pizza and some sodas and congratulate each other for a great event. So I'm happy with the way that's going, and I thank our professionals out there for creating those opportunities for the kids.
Where can I find out where a PGA Junior League is formed, and I could maybe bring mine to that event? Or
Registration period usually starts in March, April, the beginning of the year, right after the PGA show. And all the information can be found on PGA Junior League, jrleague.com. And that information will pull up every team in your area. I believe you can search by zip code, and it'll drive you specifically to the team. And each team has their own web page and site that has practice schedules and tournaments and everything else. And if you're not familiar with PGA Junior League, you know, just call us in the office and our staff can direct you to a team in your area that you can connect with.
That's fantastic, because you know, this is one of the many things that you folks do. Wes Wailahua is the Aloha Section PGA Executive Director. His staff, do you have two people in the office now, or are you still you?
We have three.
Three.
And I'm constantly trying to figure out how we can get more.
Because you more do so many things, you know. You're constantly on the road. You're and all your staff helping you. They're so lovely to talk with. What's the phone number there?
593-2235 is our direct number here in the office, and staff is always available to help whatever need that they have for the players.
That's awesome. Okay, before we get to Drive Chip Putt, because the final event in Drive Chip Putt 2016 to qualify for Drive Chip Putt, the next level, is on July 9th. But the PGA Championship in Verona, the Aloha PGA Section Foundation club car closest to the hole section challenge was won by
Kevin Ayashi.
No other than
the great Kevin Ayashi, Hall of Fame member and outstanding player. Kevin actually hit a hole in one on one of the holes, and I believe, and this is what I received by email, but I believe Kevin's hole in one has earned the section a $5,000 contribution to our foundation.
Yeah,
which will help us continue to grow the game. It's not technically official yet. I'm still waiting to see the paperwork on it. But I did get a text early in the morning from headquarters that was on site saying, hey, one of you guys from Hawaii made a hole-in-one. But we had three professionals competing in the event. Kevin Hayashi was one that represented us. Kevin Carl from Wildlife Country Club, who's also a board member and secretary of the section board. And Garrett Okamura from the Dunes of Maui Lani, who is also our Maui Island director that sits on the board. So we had great representation at the PGA Professional Championship this year in New York. And I think they all did a great job. Brimstone is such a difficult course. I think you can see by a lot of the scores, it tested a lot of players. But I'm happy for Garrett. He made it all the way to the final day. Unfortunately, Mr. Hayashi, Mr. Carl missed the cut after 36 holes. And for this event, Danielle, I'm not sure if you're aware or the listeners are aware, but there is a double cut. There's a cut after 36 and a cut after 54 because the size of the field is huge. So they take the top 70 players into the final round of the PGA Professional Championship. And the top 20 from this event that finished will advance to the PGA Championship, which will be held later this month on July 25th to the 31st at the Baltusrol Golf Club in New Jersey. So pretty exciting opportunity for our members to compete in this event and for the opportunity to advance to the PGA Championship.
Kevin Carl, this isn't his first trip to the rodeo, is it?
No, it's not, and I did have a chance to talk to Kevin. I was in close communication with all of our players after each of their rounds, since it was 6 in the evening their time and 12 o'clock our time in Hawaii. I was texting them and finding out. He did have a rough day the first day. But, you know, for somebody like him, he's used to playing courses over 7,000 yards, and he thought he would do very well. But he had a rough start on round one, posting the 84, but he came back the second day with a 74, but just fell short of the cut, I believe.
That's hard. That is so hard.
Strokes. Yeah.
You know, I was watching Marielle Galdiano in the LPGA event this weekend, and she shot a 270 on Thursday. You know, she was right up there, and then that 77 just knocked her out. She didn't make the cut. Stephanie Kono shot a 73 and an 80. It's hard, but these girls, Galdiano is having a great summer before she starts UCLA. Yeah, she's going to be a Bruin.
Absolutely.
Curtis Cup, you know, and she won her match. It was tough for the U.S. team, but she was there on Sunday. So so many of these things. It's a quote that is our next guest, Derek Watts, superintendent over at Kona Country Club. His favorite quote is, "Golf is the closest game to the game of life. You get bad breaks from good shots. You get good breaks from bad shots. You know, but you have to play the ball where it lies, and that's Bobby Jones. But it's those bad breaks you get from the good shots that are really the hardest ones.
It is. And to add to that, you know, golf is always, as everybody says, a life sport. But I think from a professional perspective, you know, as you watch many of the tournaments, golf always comes down to a game of inches where that last six-inch putt could win or lose you the championship. And I think when you look at that and you look at the success of Marielle and Allison Papoose and everybody's had this year as far as the juniors go for the events, at some point along their way, all of them have been touched by a PGA professional inspiring to continue to grow. And I think that's probably one of the most important things that we can take away from these three gentlemen competing at the PGA Professional Championship last week in New York.
Absolutely.
So hopefully they've inspired some more juniors to continue to excel and be the best they can on the course.
Oh, you know they have. Absolutely know they have. Because their work, Garrett and Kevin and Carl, Kevin and Kevin. Maybe you need to have Kevin be your name to be really good. Now, I said drive chip putt 2016.
Yeah.
This is the everybody's trying to get into the 2017 finals right before the Masters. And you get to play at Augusta National. And I've had the pleasure of being on that course. And that course is absolutely stunning. Their television makes it look beautiful, but it does not compare to when you are setting foot. And I got down on the grass and I went, what is this mixture? What have they done? It's like, is this real? It's so beautiful. And it doesn't matter how many people walk on it. It still looks like a carpet, like a beautiful carpet that just needs to be fluffed a little bit after they've trampled it down. So drive chip putt. Puakea was on May 21st. Dunes at Maui Lani hosted on June 4th. Hualalai on June 18th. And now Ko'olau on July 9th. Where do they go next before going to the mainland?
Well, once we complete our final local qualifier on July 9th at Ko'olau, we will take the top three kids in each age division from all of our local qualifiers. They'll be flying in from the Neighbor Islands. And then on July 16th, we'll be having the sub-regional tournament at Kapolei Golf Course, and that will be from 9 to 3. And from there, the top two children in each age division, both boys and girls, will advance to the regional qualifier at Riviera Country Club September 24th in L.A. So that is going to be the deciding event right there at Riviera. We'll have about three sections come together, or four, I believe. There'll be the qualifiers from the sub-regionals at Southern California, Southwest, and I believe Colorado will fly into Riviera to compete. And from there, the first place finisher in each of the boys and girls age divisions will advance to Augusta National on April 2nd of 2017. And that will be the finals for drive chip and putt.
Awesome. I mean, just they get to play Riviera.
Yes, well, not play, but they will be on the sacred grounds of Riviera. You know, it's Riviera is an outstanding property. Todd Yoshitake is local with ties to Hawaii. That's the PGA professional there, and Todd does a great job with that property. And we visited him in March for some business, and it is an outstanding facility and course, and the staff is unbelievable, and they take great care of you while you're there. So I think it'll be just as exciting for the kids to be at Riviera as it would be at Augusta, and it will be special for all of them that make it there.
Absolutely. Wes Wailahua, Aloha Section PGA Executive Director. Always fun to catch up with you. Let's try this again next month.
Awesome, Danielle. Mahalo for your time this weekend. Keep on swinging, and look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you. We're going to come back with Derek Watts, Superintendent of Golf. I like to call him the lead greenskeeper. He has a degree in agronomy. He's at the Kona Country Club. Yes, it is open. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay. Take the red carpet elevator 36 stories straight to the sky to the signature prime steak and seafood atop the Ala Moana Hotel. Kama'aina specials nightly, like three-course meal with salad, entree of miso butterfish or 16-ounce prime ribeye, truffle mashed potatoes, and dessert, all for only $56.95. Live pianist and happy hour nightly with bar food discounts to half off. And there are three rooms for private parties for 8 to 45 guests. For reservations, call 949-3636. The signature, prime steak and seafood. Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive. Wow! 6 feet past the cup! What was I thinking? Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Derek Watts, welcome to the show. Hello,
beautiful
Derek.
Beautiful day down here at Kona Country Club.
Hey, is it beautiful in Kona today? Years ago when it was the Mercedes Championship, I still play with my gold Bettinardi special edition putter that was given to me by Mercedes way back when. And you have been working that course and keeping it in prime condition. You had been working there. Then I was also super impressed with the greens at Princeville Mackay course a couple of years ago. I had a terrific playing lesson with Tom Freestone. Those greens are your work as well?
Actually, I renovated the Prince Golf Course, which was neighbor to Mackay.
Yes, I
but Tom Freestone was Tom Freestone was there too. So we renovated the Prince Golf Course to seashore past balance.
Do you know that I played the Prince Course in 1990 when it first opened? There was no homes on that course.
Yeah.
So I know it's absolutely. You have been on properties that are spectacular, and now I have super memories from the Kona Country Club because I was there when the Takafuji Classic was played, when Annika Sorenstam and Kari Webb, fierce competitors, watching those women. I was doing my show from the Kona Country Club during the Takafuji Classic. Amazing. And I am so excited. The full golf course renovation, reconstruction of the greens at Kona Country Club. Tell us about the work that's been done there.
Well, the when you mentioned the Takafuji Classic, that was the 2000-2001. Right now, after opening, we've been closed for almost 3 years. We opened up January 29th to a spectacular opening. The construction consisted of the greens. We expanded the greens back to their original design using 328 Bermuda grass. We added about 300 to 500 square feet on average to the greens on surrounds to expand them back to their original. Tees, we did a lot of tee work. We were able to add and reshape several tee boxes to provide better playability and extend the course to almost 6,700 yards. And you know, we currently have four different teeing grounds options that are suitable for all types of golfers. We actually have the black, the blue, the white, and the red tee boxes. The fairways, we were able to expand them and reshape a lot of them, and we actually eliminated some blind spots on some of the fairways. For example, on hole number one, we did some work on number 14 just to make it more playable for the golfers. bunkers, all the bunkers were renovated, and we actually were able to add a white slick of sand, just adding a beautiful backdrop to the ocean pools, and the contrast between the green grass and the white sand is very beautiful over here. We limited some bunkers, but also added some new ones to change the playability up slightly. But the main goal through the construction was the irrigation system. We actually added a brand new Toro irrigation system throughout the course to replace the quick coupler style irrigation system that was in place previously. The irrigation system allows us to fine tune and manage our water usage throughout the golf course. It eliminates wasted water, and you know, on the Kona side, water is very valuable to us, and you know, we really want to better use of the water. So that was probably, we have a central computer now, so we can monitor the rain, the ET rates, and we're very excited about the new irrigation system. It's actually helped the turf grass and the playability conditions tremendously. The cart pass, we did some asphalt additions to the cart pass, and opened up ocean views. We already have currently four holes on the ocean. I'm pretty sure you remember those, Danielle.
Mm-hmm.
We actually opened up some more ocean views by removing some trees and promoting some play via from the other holes that aren't on the ocean. So
amazing. That's a lot of work. And I gotta go back to the computer. Did you say the computer system that's been installed for the irrigation system monitors the rain? So
it does. We know exactly how much rain comes down. Actually, it's been quite a bit lately here in Kona, which is frightening for this year. But we'll take all the rain we can get. So you know, and then adjust the system so there's no overwater usage when the rain does come down. It'll shut the system off, and basically monitors a lot of things.
That's spectacular. I mean, you know how much the grass has gotten from the rain, the precipitation that's happened.
Mm-hmm.
So then you can pull back on actually using the aquifer water. What kind of water are you using on the golf course? Or is it reclaimed water? How do you do that?
Yeah, currently we have 9 holes of reclaimed water, and we have 9 holes of well water, well usage.
Wow. So just, you know, the work that's done is so forward-thinking. And I got to go back to the sand. I'm, you know, if I'm in the bunker, I love a good sand. What did you put in the bunkers?
We used the white silica sand.
Oh,
it's called a number 60 silica.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very, very beautiful, very playable, no plugged lies, so we're really happy with the firmness of it. There's 2 types of the white silica sand. There's one that's called a G3, which is a little bit bigger particle size where you could have plugged lies, but the number 60 has angular shaped sand where it really will compact to eliminate the plugged lies. So
it seems no expense was spared to do this right. Who do we give kudos to?
Mr. Takahashi is the current owner for the Kona Country Club, and he gives all the kudos. He really did a great job coming in and renovating the golf course.
Thank you, Mr. Takahashi, because if you're going to do it, you got to, you know, why skimp when you can do it right and it'll last a long time and make a huge impression. On your website, you write, and by the way, it's derekwatts.com if you'd like to find out more about Superintendent of Golf, a degree in agronomy. Great story, the history of Derek Watts, where he grew up and how he got into being involved in the grounds of a golf course. And now at the Kona Country Club, he writes on his website, "I look forward to making this course a championship course one day." And I thought of you were at the Bay course. That was right when the LPGA, you were there for the Kapalua LPGA Classic. And now you're at a golf course where the Takafuji Classic LPGA was held. So I'm wondering, is there possibly... you see where I'm going here?
Well, no promises. But currently, you know, the conditions of the golf course are excellent. You know, the LPGA would definitely be an exciting addition to not only for the Kona Country Club, but for the entire Kona area and the Keauhou Resort. We would definitely look forward to that if it ever happens. But definitely we would be ready. You know, we would like just to invite all the golfers to come out and experience some of all these new changes that we've made. And, you know, if you would like to come visit us, you know, we have several summertime specials for all the guests. And our website for the specials is at KonaCountryClub.com. So please, please go to the website and look for our specials and like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Yeah, there you go. KonaCountryClub.com. So is your partner the Keauhou?
No, we don't have a partner. It's a sole ownership.
Okay. I was just wondering, when you send people, you know, to stay, if I'm going to come over to the Big Island, what are my options in the area to stay and play?
Well, there's the Sheraton. The Sheraton Hotel is on property, and it's on the Keauhou Resort. We also promote the King Kamehameha Hotel in Kona, and the other option is the Royal Kona Resort.
Excellent. Kona. Good. You know, a lot of people think, you know, aren't thinking about what's open and what's available, because there have been changes on the Big Island to the various properties. You know, so there's the Sheraton, the King Kamehameha, and which was the Royal? Could you finish my sentence for me?
The Royal Kona Resort.
The Royal Kona Resort. Okay, great. Thank you so much. Do you have any Kama'aina specials, or are you doing any kids events over at the Kona Country Club? So if I come with my children, can they play with me at a reduced rate?
Yeah, we do have several summertime specials. We do have afternoon specials currently. We do Kama'aina raids, very competitive. You know, we really want everybody to come on out and see the new course. A cake eater, or more than happy to have them here. We do a program. I believe it's every other week on Wednesday afternoons. I think the Play It Forward program is involved here. So we welcome everybody to come on out. Most of the thing is, I'd like to just thank all the residents and guests of the Keauhou, you know, and the Kona for all the support in the past years. You know, being closed and going through the construction is difficult for anybody, but we're open now. We want everybody to, you know, welcome us back and enjoy it and come on out and play. You won't be disappointed. The staff here has really worked hard, you know, for making their experience. You know, we want to make their experience most enjoyable. And, everybody's welcome.
What kind of grass did you use on the greens?
We are currently Bermuda with the 328 Bermuda.
Okay. And on the fairways?
Yep. Fairways, same thing, Bermuda, wall to wall.
All the way across the board. That's fantastic.
Yep.
With your degree in agronomy, there wasn't a lot. I mean, the soil at the Kona Country Club is something that I really liked a lot. It has that the feeling of age. It's aged well. It's got the solid feeling of history. What is it about that soil that makes it so verdant? It's green without, you know, seeming like you have to do a lot to make it green.
Well, the Kona Country Club, you know, was built in 1966. The original designer was William Bell. They did have to move some dirt in, but mostly it's just ground up lava and cinder. Throughout the years, the organic matter is built up. It's got some clay ability. It's got some clay in there now, but not too much. You know, but it drains really, really successful. Really, it's just throughout the years, just the buildup and all the nutrients in the soil just really help us out. So, you know, my program is trying to go more green with the fertilizers and chemicals, and we really haven't been having to add a whole lot to maintain the nice color and good growing conditions.
Well, I recommend the Kona Country Club. Anytime anyone's ever said, you know, where should I play on the Big Island, it's always been, you've got to go to the Kona Country Club. And now that you're reopened, I get to say it again. You say, they're going to reopen, I think. But they're open.
Yeah.
Kona
yeah.
Country Club is
yeah,
open.
Yeah, we're open.
Yeah, good.
The course has a lot of heart and soul. Yeah. And there's many different challenges here. The course is actually for all types of golfers to play. So, yeah, we hope everybody comes on out and enjoys the day and comes to visit us.
I'm really glad you accepted my invitation, Derek Watts, to be on the show, a superintendent of golf at Kona Country Club, giving us the background. And this is what the late Gary Planos wrote. As superintendent to the Bay Course at Kapalua, Derek Watts was integral to the success of the renovation to this 35-year-old course. I think it's 40 now. And its launching of the first Kapalua LPGA Classic. I am sure Derek will be an asset to the next agronomy program he's involved with. And there you are at Kona Country Club. Thank you so much for being on the show, Derek.
Mahalo, Danielle. Thank you for taking the time to speak with me. We really do appreciate it. We look forward to talking with you again. So.
Yes, I would love that. That's fantastic. Aloha. We are KPUA Hilo, KGU FM, Honolulu, KGU AM, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, and KTOH, Kalaheo. And we're going to come back. You know, there are times when you may be on a practice range and that little rubber thing that's supposed to be the thing that you tee up the ball on is missing. What do you do? Tee claw. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Liliha Bakery is Hawaii's best. It's the home of Cocoa Puffs. Get breakfast, lunch, or dinner at both great locations, and breakfast is always available all day. After all, it's a Liliha Bakery tradition. Award-winning hotcakes, omelets beyond compare, and everyone's favorite melt-in-your-mouth butter rolls. Ooh. And at Nimitz, don't forget hearty, fall-off-the-bone tasty oxtail soup and prime rib, too. Bring the whole gang. Get reservations for 20 or more every day. There's ample parking in the entire lot. The holidays are here. Pick up those holiday treats. Come on, get to a Liliha Bakery now.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Let Shannon Brady from the Irish Washerwoman take strokes off your golf game. Why spend your precious free time cleaning when you can be out on the course? Your wife cleans, you say? Well, what better way to make her more agreeable to that Sunday round than freeing her from strenuous household duties by hiring Oahu's premium, reliable, and diligent house cleaners? Contact us now at 808-633-6327 or theirishwasherwoman.com.
keep it in the fairway, it speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
There's a wind advisory until 6 p.m. in Hawaii. Partly sunny and, of course, windy is the forecast. Slight chance of light showers, windward and Mocha. The high 84 to 89, depending on where you are, of course. The trades, again, 15 to 30. Possible gusts to 50 miles an hour. We've had this wind advisory since yesterday. There have been some strong gusts. Fortunately, I don't think anything damaging, although a couple of transformers have blown, one in my neighborhood, so that's why I can say that happened. We have tea times for you. Volcano, where it was 62 degrees, lovely this morning. There's a 1028. If you happen to be right next door, there was a 908. Makalei has a 936 and an 1112. And let's see, we've got sold out at Kapolei. Do you think it's the 4th of July weekend? It's sold out at Waikele. Royal Hawaiian has a 920 and an 11 o'clock. Olomana has a 908 and a 1023. Makaha East has a 1030. And we've got some specials on Kauai. I'm going to get to that just a second here. At Maui Nui, there's a 915, a 940, and a 1012. Then we've got Wailea Emerald Course has a 12 o'clock, and the Gold Course a 10 o'clock, and after that, several tea times are available. It's just the morning that's sold out. Okay, on Kauai, the U.S. Women's Amateur Qualifier is being played today, this morning, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. It's a fabulous field of young women who are playing for a spot in the U.S. Women's Amateur Qualifier. There's a round of golf that you could play. There's an 8:50, a 10 o'clock, a 1:20 at Poipu. Remember, they have the 7 stretch. That's 7 holes. I think it's a little late for the back 9. The Ocean 9 is until 8:30, though. So if you're not nearby, you know, you can go to Poipu Bay, warm up on the driving range. You get your cart. They drive, escort you out to the back 9, and away you go. You get to play 9 holes. It's fabulous. You have lots of time in the morning to go and then afternoon or mid-morning to be with your family. So it's really perfect. You're just in time for brunch. So those are the options. Now, they've also got a special July 1st. Today's the 2nd, so it started, to August 31st. Juniors play free with a paying adult. Between the age of 6 and 17, your junior gets to play for free if playing with you, a paying adult. And this is the deal I mentioned earlier about the full set of junior clubs that would normally cost you $60. They're available for $25. A full set of junior clubs for $25. If I were on Kauai right now, I'd be there at the pro shop going, hey, I need a set of junior clubs. Okay, so that's all at Poipu Bay, where if you're in the pro shop, you can also check out the 50% off tops and bottoms for men and women that's available for you. Lots going on in the game. We have, in addition to the qualifier going on at Poipu, I want to thank or congratulate all of the U.S. Junior Amateur and U.S. Girls Junior Amateur qualifiers, and thank Turtle Bay for holding that event. Mari Nishiura, Malia Nam, Claire Choi, and Sean Katahira and Zachary Kanashiro are all going to go play in the U.S. Girls Junior Amateur Championship, as well as the Junior Amateur. It's just fantastic that, and it's later this month. They're going to travel straight to the mainland and play between July 18th and the 23rd, those two events. Also, good luck to our Hawaii State Junior Golf Association alumni at the 2016 U.S. Women's Open starting on Thursday in Cordoval, San Martin, California. Alexandra Kaui, Marissa Chow, Allison Corpuz, and Michelle Wee all playing in the U.S. Women's Open coming up next week. And, of course, we'll have a fabulous show for you all about that. We're going to talk now with John Black. John Black is the CEO and the creator of the T-Claw, a Marine, a retired police officer, and entrepreneur. Welcome to the show, John Black.
Hi, thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm good. And you, sir?
I'm doing great, doing great.
I know, this is, you know, I started the tease earlier. So you're on the range, you're hitting off mats, but the rubber tube that you use for the tee on those mats, it's missing. What are you going to do? You know, there's no tee for you to tee off from. Now, I understand, John, that you came upon that problem, and that's how the tee caw came to be. Tell us about the beginning and I'm always impressed with people who see a need in the marketplace, work hard to create the need and to bring it to market. How did this all come to be?
Well, I started playing, you know, golf when I was a police officer, probably back in 1999, 2000. I just played for fun, had a good time. And so my business partner, John Candius, there's a little par 3 course out here in Newport Beach, California. And the tee boxes are all mats. And on the mats they're supposed to have the rubber tees. They're rubber tubes. And we're playing one day, and there just were no rubber tubes. And so we're trying to figure out how do we tee up and stuff like that. And so we went to our little watering hole after, a little Irish pub after, and we started talking. And, hey, wouldn't it be great to come up with something that can you can actually use real golf tees on mat? And so I went home and just thought about it. And when you look at artificial mats, it's kind of like a Velcro type material if you look at different mats. And I trying to figure out a way to build something that would twist into a mat that would hold a tee. And that's where I took a bottle top off of a vitamin water bottle, and I started cutting it with scissors. And I came up with a prototype, and then I started doing research on 3D printers, and somebody helped me with drawings and building a mold. And I came up with the tee claw, designed the tee claw.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much how it came about.
Now, you also had some help from your daughter's grandfather.
Yes, my daughter. So we got the tee claw, and it twists into mat. I mean, there's hundreds of different types of artificial mats out there. And so the tee claw will really grasp really good in some of the mats, and some of the mats it grasps, but it'll come loose when you hit the ball off the tee. And it's like a tee coming out of the ground. A tee will come out of the grass at the same time, the same way. So I had to figure out a way to keep the tee claw from going down range if somebody were to miss hit.
Right.
And so my kid's grandfather, he's a retired engineer with Ford Aerospace, a rocket scientist, and I have a mat in my garage. He came over one day, and we're screwing around, and we were working on how to make the lanyard work, and he goes, oh, hey, this will work for my swing path. I haven't played in like 3 years. And in my mind, I go, oh, is that a possibility? So I went to my friends who were golf pros and golf instructors and said, hey, what do you think about this? And then they just took off from there. Oh, I can, you know, they just started, oh, I can set it up and do alignment, ball position, swing pass. We can use it on the grass, use it on mat. I mean, it just took off from there. So it was just.
This is great. So the tee claw, which I have one in my hand, and it really does, it's a little bit bigger than a bottle top, you know, a bottle cap. And it's every, how many inches apart? 1 inch, maybe, at the most. There's a little claw that, imagine the bottle cap, the cap part that holds the bottle on, not the top. The top is where you put the tee in. You put the tee inside this puka that's inside here, right there, if I could show you. And then you set the bottle cap-like thing into the mat. And I imagine twist, right, John Black?
Yeah, you just twist clockwise.
Yeah.
And twist right in really quick. Twist it in, put any tees, you can use any tee you want. You can use regular tees, plastic tees, wooden tees. You can take broken tees. That way you're getting your desired tee height. You're not going trying to guess what size rubber tubes at the range, because nobody tees off all the time on 4-inch rubber tubes, or there are people cutting them, or they're missing, and you're trying to figure out, hey, well, how do I warm up with golf?
Right, you know? Right. So this is perfect. And then it sits in there. But as John Black, CEO and creator of the Tee Claw, said that, you know, sometimes you don't always hit the right spot. And sometimes the tee claw could potentially go off in the distance. And you're like, okay, I got to go get it. You don't, because the lanyard holds. Now, where does the lanyard attach?
If you turn over the screen, right in the bottom, there's a rubber notch.
Yes.
So you put the lanyard right over the notch, twisted into the mat, and you can take the other end of the lanyard. You can either hook it up to another tee claw. As we go, we have a bunch of videos and photos on our social media pages, and it works really well. It really, really works well, and we get great tips, and a lot of customers will send videos and post videos and photos of how they use it. I mean, you can use it for putting drills, chipping drills, you know, alignment, ball position, swing path. There's so many different ways. It's very versatile.
It is versatile. It's a wonderful tool that you should have in your bag. It's so small, too. It's small, so
yeah.
It's not like it's going to take up. And it's very lightweight, extremely light. And just having it in your bag so that, you know, at that moment when it's missing, you can just go to your bag and grab the tee claw, and you can use it for a training. Now, you're going to have to stand by. We're going to take a break. You have to stand by and tell us how do you use it as a swing path training aid? We'll be back after this.
Okay.
My name is Danielle Tucker. We're talking with John Black, CEO and creator of T-Claw. What's your website?
It's tclaw.com.
See, it's really
T-E-Claw.com.
It's really simple. Like you said, T-E-E-Claw.com. And that's spelled C-L-A-W. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Take the red carpet elevator 36 stories straight to the sky to the signature prime steak and seafood atop the Ala Moana Hotel. Kama'aina specials nightly, like three-course meal with salad, entree of miso butterfish or 16-ounce prime ribeye, truffle mashed potatoes, and dessert, all for only $56.95. Live pianist and happy hour nightly with bar food discounts to half off. And there are three rooms for private parties for 8 to 45 guests. For reservations, call 949-3636. The signature prime steak and seafood.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily.
They don't put off repairs till the next month.
Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing.
Your experts on call.
Waipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Waipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Waipu Bay.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futuristone's master craftsmen can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futuristone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futuristone. 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futuristone. Only the best.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
John Black is CEO and creator of T-Claw. He was in the Marine Corps for 6 years as a CH-53 helicopter mechanic and crew chief, honorably discharged. He has a daughter. She is 21. He's a proud dad, and she's in the Marines as well. And he put himself through the police academy and graduated honor in the academy as well, spent 17 years as a police officer. He retired in November of 2015 from law enforcement and started his own company. Now John Black has the T-Claw. And the T-Claw was first presented to the world at the PGA show in 2015, in January. You were busy in 2015, weren't you? Retiring from...
It was a pretty good year.
Yeah, a really good year. So you launched at the 2015 PGA Show in Orlando, and now you're in the UK, Japan, Australia, Iceland, Finland, Canada, France. We were just in France with Claude Brousseau. He started the show. A friend of yours, yeah?
Yes. Claude is actually it was great meeting Claude, and he's actually selling the cleats. Call for us out in France.
Yeah, so there's Claude and other friends, Sean Langy and Regan Lee. Regan's been on the show many times.
Yes, and yeah, Regan's he's out there selling it out there in Hawaii for us.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So I'm going to have to get in touch with Regan to find out exactly where we can go buy it. I was thinking it should be at the Aloha Golf Academy right there on the Joey Tadeo's place. It's really close by. It's really close by. It should be there so it's on the counter so people can just grab themselves a tea claw and put it in their bag. And that now this is a device. It's really like a large bottle cap with little claw feet, and they dig into the mat, and you can put any size tea inside the hole. We call it a puka in Hawaii. A hole is a puka. It's a little puka.
A puka.
So you put the tea inside the puka, and the claw hangs onto the mat. They've also got a lanyard in case you miss hit, right? So you hit, oops, there goes my tea claw. But the lanyard keeps it close to you. But this is where I get a little confused because I didn't see the videos. You can find, if you Google tea claw, you'll find they're on Facebook. You'll find their website, which is teaclaw.com. You can see videos. But for right now, how does this work as a training aid so that, you know, I can monitor my swing path?
Well, a lot of people, golfers, are visual. And I'm by means no instructor. And I've learned what's been great with the golf world is I get to hang out now and speak with a lot of people who are in the world and the instructors and some great players and stuff like that. And with the swing path, is you when you set the tee claw up on the mat, if somebody wants to work on a draw, a fade, or if you have a slice, golfers are visual. So an instructor can tell you, hey, you want to keep your hands inside, and when you're coming through, follow through, you want to hit that 1 o'clock position as you follow through, or the 12 o'clock position, whatever position they're telling you. What's good about the tee claws and the lanyard system is it's visual. You're looking at something on the mat, and you can adjust the lanyard left or right, back or forth, however you want. So now when you're going back with your club, you can trace your club head back on the lanyard, and as you're coming forward, you can trace it back through the lanyard, over the lanyard, and hit the ball right off the tee. And it's not like hitting with the alignment rod. You can't put an alignment rod in the ground, and you can't swing straight through the alignment rod to the ball, because if you hit that alignment rod, it's going to bounce up. Well, the lanyard is it's something that you can hit. It's elastic, so you can hit it. It's not going to, it won't break if you hit it directly and stuff like that. If you chop on it, yeah, it will break, but it's visual. You can set it up a million different ways to work on your swing path as well. So we got some great videos on our website and our social media that show exactly how to set it up and work on your swing path.
That makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah.
I'm glad I asked, because now it's like, wow, yeah, I get it. I wanted, you know, I gotta go use it. I'm sure that was the inspiration in a lot of people's minds right at that moment. So what's your next plan? I just have a feeling there's something else on your mind. What do you want to do with your tea claw? Do you have other plans?
We do. We just want to, our goal right now is to, you know, the first year when we launched in January 2015, we get a lot of great feedback. Everybody's like, oh, my God, it's a great idea. Does it work? And we spent pretty much the majority of 2015 proof of concept, sending it out to instructors and people and trying it and testing it and showing us and really giving us positive feedback on what can be done with it, what can't be done with it, and how it can be worked. Now, you know, we're growing. Our company's growing, you know, monthly. Our social media following grows daily, and the goal would be, you know, ultimately, you know, get out there to market and hopefully one day, you know, be one of the top training aids on the market. It's not a gimmick. You know, people ask, oh, is this a gimmick? It's like, it's not a gimmick. I don't want it to be a gimmick, and I don't want people to think it's a gimmick. I want it to have a really true value for golfers, something that they can go out there and actually use to train with and help better their game. And, you know, our slogan is practice like you play. You know, you don't go out and hitting off a rubber tube on the range for, you know, 20 balls. Then you go to the golf course and hit off a real size golf tee. There is a difference. There's a big difference hitting off the two things. And so now, you know, we're in a lot of the long drive. We got some people in the long drive world now who use a tee clock because they love teeing up at a certain height, and the tee clock gives them that extra height. And when they do their competitions around mats and they can't get that same tee height every time. So there's a lot of areas that we're venturing into, and it's been really great, really, really great.
The beauty of the tee claw is that you can use any tee that you want. You don't have to use the one that's there at the driving range that you go to. You can put in any length because the puka is perfect. Thank you so much, John Black, CEO and creator of Tee Claw, teeclaw.com.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. My pleasure. We're going to thank the people who make this show possible. Thank you, John.
Thank you, and you have a great day.
Aloha. Thank you to Poipu Bay Golf Course. 18 championship holes. Hosted the PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. An outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course is Kauai's South Shore gem. And they've got the special going on now. If you have a child 6 to 17 and you're going to go play golf and you want them to go with you, it's perfect. They play free for the summer, July and August. And if you want to get a junior bag for your kids, clubs, you know, $25, normally $60. So go get them. Go get them at Poipu Bay Golf Course. Futura Stone, master craftsmen can turn your building, your company, your home project into artwork. And yes, there are the pavers. You can make your driveway. And if you're in a sensitive area, most places are in Hawaii, you want to put that mesh between the pavers and the soil so nothing from that pavement can go down. The pavers become your pavement. Beautiful. Futura Stone, only the best. Claude Brousseau, master PGA professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 coach and Aimpoint certified Golf Channel lead coach, featured on Morning Drive and Golf Channel. Yeah, you need a lesson with Claude Brousseau, and his number is 870-1422, 870-1422. The signature steak and seafood restaurant. Beautiful, juicy steak, and the furikake ahi was excellent. Seared ahi. Excellent wines. The signature vodka cocktail, I really enjoyed. Okay, finish with the new Fuji apple pie. Excellent service they have there. A beautiful view from the 36th floor at the Ala Moana Hotel. Valet parking, of course. Creative plumbing. Whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, a townhouse, you need to call Creative Plumbing because it's got to be done right. That's right. And if you need to do the whole thing over again because it's 45 years old, you need to get in touch with Creative Plumbing. They can do very large jobs and they can do smaller ones as well. Lidiha Bakery, my favorite, always perfect, every day, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Lidiha Bakery, at the counter or at a table. I always feel at home with friends, great food. And then there's the delight from the bakery that I must take home. It's like old times at Lidiha Bakery. The girls heading out to qualify to play today. They're playing over at Poipu Bay Golf Course. They want to play in the U.S. Women's Amateur. And I think there's about 20 in the field, all of them great people, and have been working really hard. And you know, the beauty of it is, whoever wins, they'll each congratulate the winner, even though they haven't gotten the spot. And that's the beauty of this game. Good luck to all of the HSJGA alumni in the 2016 U.S. Women's Open. Starts Thursday. Alexandra Cowie, Marissa Chow, Allison Corpuz, and Michelle Wee.
Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2016.